Blog Talk Radio. planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever paid. Now I see you in a better place, see you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you throw me with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
You've
come a long way.
Oh,
I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Watch your way in the vibe, it's feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family, what family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the past
time. Let the light guide you away. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you
out of her life. Yeah. One awful thing can go away. It's from one to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Ooh. Merry Christmas.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to a new day, a new time. Welcome back to the Lisa Experience. And I'm Lisa, and I've missed you all the ones on the lines. Here tonight, cold, chilly night at that. But we made it. It's the end of the week. We started our weekend, and I try to start something new, try to get you in the mood. It's that time again. It's the season. It's the season. It's the reason for the season. It's the season that we all come together and we want to show love to each other. And we're out here and we're making things happen. And we're trying to not just make things happen, but we're trying to get in the spirit of all things. We got a little snow the other day, and as we watched the snow come down, someone's like saying, oh, not again, or can't believe it. But all in all, it's a new beginning when you see snow, because you know that it's coming down and clean the earth. It's going to look nice for a moment, and you can reminisce that the old, which was the nice weather, going into the new, when it's going to get cold and you got to put your coat on and you got to bundle up and you got to get ready for old man winter. Everybody know him, old man winter, the person that will tear you up if you're not prepared to go out there and hit that wind cold to the bone. Tonight we're talking about past, present, future. When I was growing up, my favorite show was Scrooge. Kind of weird, but it was my favorite show because it showed me that you have to be careful how you treat people. And you have to be careful as you walk through this road called life, the people, how you treat them as you walk through. Because at the end, it's not the ones that you didn't pay attention to, it's the ones that you need once you reach the end. And as we all seen different versions of Scrooge, we know that he was very frugal, hated spending money, treated his workers terrible, and just all out this thought about himself. And then one night, an angel came to him, or a ghost, however you want to say, and told him that through the night that he would meet three people, or ghosts, through the night. And as we seen the movie, we realized that the first one was his past. and it showed him as a kid and how happy he was as a kid. And he had many friends and snowing and Christmas and everybody singing, being together and joyous times. And then another one came and it was the present. And he got to see how when he was a young man and he was loving people and had a love of life and he loved his job and he loved the people around him and everything was as good as it could be. But something happened to him during the time and we fast forward and then the last angel came and showed him the things that he had done in life, how it interrupted other people's lives. And that's when he got to see how people really felt about him. Not that he was loved, but he thought that he was living a decent life. He had money. He had his own business. And he got to see how he wasn't treating people too good. And we all know Little Tim and John Cratchit, his worker, how he treated him bad, wouldn't put no heat on, and he had to work in the cold and had to get off late at night and go home to his kids that was waiting on him and his wife, and how the wife used to talk about his boss, and he would tell the wife, don't talk about him, that, you know, he helped them to live, you know, the best as they could. And you remember Little Tim, first time, like, I really realized that sometimes people could be handicapped, and he had a little crutch, and he had to walk, but he was a happy kid. He was happy because his family was happy, his mother, his brothers and sisters, and his father, and every day he would meet his father at work, and the father would carry him home on his shoulder, and he was happy. No matter how the boss treated him, he didn't let it bother him. And then at the end, it showed how people didn't even care about Scrooge, and they sold all his clothes and all his things that he held dear to him, like it wasn't nothing at the end. And then he thought it was Little Tim that had died. And when the angel of death told him to walk towards the stone, it was his name that he had died. And it told him that if he didn't change, this was going to be his future. And then he woke that next day, and he was happy to be alive, and he thanked himself that he had woke up, and he had another chance. And as we all remember, that he tried to turn it around, and he gave a little kid some money to buy the biggest turkey in a window, and he bought gifts, and he went to John Cratchit's house, and shared a little time with him. And then he went and visited his different episodes, but it showed him visiting his nephew that he never went to his home, and he always invited him to Christmas. And he showed up, and he shared time with them, past, present, and future. And the reason why I bring this up tonight is I got to thinking through the week how when we were kids, we didn't have a care in the world because we had our parents. And our parents made sure everything was going to be all right. So we just looked forward to just living, thought was living, because we knew that they was going to take care of us and we didn't have to worry. And we had our friends and we went to school and, you know, I'm not saying everyone has a good life, but it was a pretty decent life because we didn't have to worry about getting up and doing anything. It was being done for us. And then as we move forward and then we see our life, and it's different. You no longer your parents take care of you, and you're working and you're trying to make a living. Maybe you might be a parent, maybe not, but you got to get out there and do a day's work. And sometimes you might think about Scrooge, because you might have a company or just a small business that you work for, and the boss doesn't recognize you or treat you like anything, and you go and you do your hardest, and you come out every day thinking that you're just an average person to go to work every day, do the same thing every day, and is it anything? Is there any purpose in that? And then you go home to your family, and in some, you know, the time we live in now, it's the time we go home to our family, and it's not really even a family. It's just, we call it a family. You walk in the door, you're not happy, you're not talking to each other, not talking to no one, the kids is doing their thing, you doing your thing, and you don't eat at the table, and you sit either at the TV or the computer or in your phone, and that's the way you make it through the night until the next day comes, and you're back to work and you're doing the same thing, and then you're getting up again, and then you're going back to sleep, and then you're waking up, making a living. You don't see anything. You don't see anything happening for you. No growth, no happiness, and you get used to it. Past, present, and future. And then sometimes we can look at the future, not really what it could be, because we're not able to do that. You know, only God can look in the future. But sometimes we have to go to a funeral of a best friend or a loved one, and we sit and we look at everybody that come and say their last goodbyes, and you look at the person and you say to yourself, I gotta get myself together. Look at him, or look at them, or look at her. Is this how I want to be? This how I want to end my life? Is it something better for me out here? Or this is the way I'm going to lead my life? And I'm not talking about sickness that takes us out. I'm talking about when we don't take care of ourselves, or we don't do the right thing, that leads to us being at our end. Past, present, and future. It wasn't meant the way it is now. We have turned everything around, and it's all about not even making money, it's about making it to pay everybody else with the money that we make. We don't even make money for ourselves no more. We make money for other people. Every week, someone's waiting for your money. If you get a paycheck, you already know who you got to give your money to. Every week, you know that if you don't give your money to who you need to give it to, you won't be even where you at if you don't take care of what you need to take care of. Past, present, future. You got to start looking back. Let that go back. Can't go back to it, but we can look back at it and see that the things that we need to change, or a new road that we need to get on, or a new path, or new people. You know, sometimes we hear stuff, little sayings, and it'd be like, we're on this train and we're going. And as we're traveling and we're with people, and as we're traveling this train, people can get dropped off. People that we need to drop off, people that just drop off, or people don't mean to drop off, but to get dropped off. The road called life. Some people don't take it serious. Some people think that we're going to be here forever. You know, the same people, when you're going to work or you're going somewhere through a red light or go through a stop sign or cross, knock you out of your path, or doing something silly and it hurts you. People who don't respect life, but don't respect your life also. Life is precious. got to start looking at the past when we remember fail and what happened. When we fail and we start crying and got upset, what happened? Your parents will pick you up or hug you and tell you it's going to be okay. Well, we don't have that when you grow up. You got to pick your own self up. You got to tell yourself it's going to be all right. You got to stop medicating ourselves in life. Stop thinking that drinking, drugging, and partying and, you know, just not doing the right thing. And there's nothing wrong with doing all those things, but everything could go in a certain place. We're a generation of people now that feel that it's all about having a good time. It's all about being there and being with the in crowd and doing your own thing. And no matter who we hurt or who we drag with us or who we leave off, it's okay. But it's not okay. Got to think about Scrooge, that last ghost that met him and showed him his future. He didn't feel happy about that because he knew that his end was coming. And he knew that he didn't do right when he could have. He could have made it right. He had his own business. He had money. He could have gave his workers some heat. He didn't want to. He was okay with them bundling himself up and trying to work in the cold, knowing that he had a family to take care of. How many times we go to work and people come to work and they're not feeling good and you trying to work and you get sick being with them, or the job is cold, or you working in bad conditions, and then you can't come to work, and you can't make a living. And then you call your job and say you can't come in. They say, well, if you don't come in, you got to go to the doctor and bring a note. Well, you can't get a note if you don't have the money. And when you're trying to stay healthy, they're not helping you to stay healthy. Future. We as a people got to start thinking. As we talked before on the show last week, and my brother and my daughter was talking, and they were saying that Thanksgiving we celebrate is for being grateful, thankful, family. Then we move forward and come to Christmas, and we think about giving and receiving, enjoying, seeing people that we didn't see before, shopping, thinking about other people, trying to buy something and make them know that we're thinking about them. Christmas. And then we move forward and we move into a new year. And yes, we're all about to fall into a new year. A couple more weeks. We're going to be in 2024. We don't know what it's going to bring. We only know what 2023 brought us. And so what we need to do is we need to look back to last January and see how far we came from last January to this January. It's going to be coming in a couple of weeks. Have we moved? Are we in the same place? You remember that? Remember that game we used to play when we were kids? 1, 2, 3, red light. Are we still in the same thing when the red light comes? Or are we moving closer to the person to become them before they can get back in line and we be in the front? We got a whole 12 months every year, 12 months we have to move forward and that we're going to move forward. So now, like everybody do on January, they have things that they're going to do through the year. Or they're going to lose weight, or they're going to get a better job, they're going to get a better home, somewhere to live, a new car, they're going to get in a relationship, they're going to treat people better, they're going to stop doing this, they're going to stop doing that. So when we look back 12 months ago, have we moved, or are we still in January from last year, 2023, still talking the same thing about what we're going to leave back or what we're going to add to, carrying the same mentality that we had last January. when January came, I said to myself, I got to get my diabetes in check. I got to get my diabetes in check. I got to get my weight in check. And I got to get myself in check. I'm not getting no younger. Past, present, future. And as the months went by, I didn't get it in check. It was getting worse. My diabetes was getting higher. Numbers was growing. So one day I got a letter from the doctor stating that my diabetes was high. What you gonna do? Present and future. So right then, when I got the letter, I had to decide, was I gonna stand still or I was gonna move forward and be able to be here with my family coming this January 2024? Or was I going to be somewhere that everybody had to come and tell my kids and my family, sorry for your loss? Or how's your sister or your mom doing? So I got myself together. And I handled it. And I found the people that needed to help me to get where I needed to be. And then I got myself together so I could be where I needed to be. So fall into 2024, my numbers are good. Maybe lost a little weight. Head is a little bit more tighter. Appreciate life a little bit more. Think about things. Think about other people. Try to get my finances together. Try to be the better person at work, in my family, and with myself, and to other people. That's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do as human beings. We have to sit and think about the past. Then we got to think about where we're standing at in the present. Because the present is what's going to let us know what's going to happen in the future. The future can't happen if we don't do nothing in the present. That's why I call it present. It's the present because we can't go in the future if we don't take care of the present. The past is gone. We only could look at it. You only can look at it, daydream about it, think about it. I lost my mom 3 years ago. She's not coming back. All I could do is remember how she was, what she did in my life, how she was in my life. I can't touch her. I can't kiss her. I can't tell her how I miss her. I can't call her up. It's the past. She's not in my present, and she's not going to be in my future. And I know everybody be saying, oh, till we see each other again. You never know. You're just hoping that you will see them again, but in another form. It won't be the same form as we seen them when they was on earth. Past, present, and future. We're going to play another song. We're going to come back. Stay tuned. Stay with me. This is the Lisa Experience. We're going to be trying something new for this month. We're going to be on Saturdays at 8 o'clock. And we're going to have a good time. Take it out, bro.
You know, Christmas was made for charity. Destiny's Child.
My baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice best brother's mini beside my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a prop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the coin that he rolled for me. I'm so in love, how I love him for generosity.
back, everyone. Try to show a little joy in the world tonight with some music. As I was riding to work this week in the dark, in the morning, you know, it's dark, I heard a couple of songs and I thought that I would share them with you tonight, kind of lifting my spirit as we driving in the dark, cold, trying to make it to work. And as I was saying a little earlier, past, present, and future. At my job, I put up 2 Christmas trees, one that they had every year, and then I bought a new one for the present. And as I walk by and I look at the older one that's been there, and I put new bulbs on it, new lights, and I look and I think, and I think about all the people that I lost and the people that were in my life. And when I look at the tree and the blinking lights, it brings back memories of a time when you walked past that tree and you still had those people in your life, or you had those friends still in your life, or you had the things that was going on, and you look back and you see the reflection of the lights blinking on and off and the bulbs. And then I look in the next room and I see the newer Christmas tree just blinking on and off fast as possible. And I think about how we live now and everything is fast and nothing is slow. And we don't think about stuff because we're moving fast. We're just moving. And sometimes we don't even know we're moving. Sometimes you in the car and you're riding to work and then you get somewhere and you'd be like, dog, how did I get here this fast? Or how did I get here? You're moving so fast, you don't even realize that you're moving and don't even really see around you what's going on because you're moving fast trying to get to the future, not thinking about sitting back and thinking about the present and looking around and see something that you might not see. Did you ever drive somewhere or walk somewhere and all of a sudden you stop and you'd be like, I didn't know that was there. Y'all have been there? oh, my God, I never seen that. But it was there all the time. But we didn't have time because we was too fast. We was worried about doing all the things that we didn't even see that was there. Life. Are we taking our road fast? Are we driving it slow? Or are we coasting? We got to check ourselves. Because when the time comes when we can't even go fast or medium, you just got to sit and rest. You want to have things on your mind that you could think about and reminisce. Not about the stuff that you tried to get to fast that wasn't going, nothing was happening, but the things that you spent time and you shared. Giving. Giving. Thinking. Doing. We gotta start doing and giving and thinking. Today I went and visited one of my clients who's in the hospital. And I took another client with me to go visit because they're best friends. And I sat there as they was talking and they was happy to see each other. And I said, see, this is what you do. Sometimes it's not all about money. It's about time, togetherness, sharing. Sometimes that's what it's about. Today I was on the phone and I was calling a lot of family members and I was asking them, did you want to see them? Do you want me to make an appointment? Do you want me to go? Do you want me to take them to see you? And I made appointments for them to go see people that's older in their family and drive them there. See, this is what you do. Think about other people that can't get where you could get because you're still mobile. There's some people that's just sit in their room or their house every day of their life and can't go nowhere besides with their mind because the body don't go anymore. Do we sit and we think about people like that? Do we think about people, things that no longer are able to move around like we do for whatever reason, and we don't check on them, we don't go see them? My family will tell you, I do all the time. I go check on a person. I go see them. Even if I got to go by myself, I go spend time with them. You know why? But for the grace of God, it could be you. We got to stop thinking about nothing's going to happen to us and we okay. Because for the grace of God, we get up every day, go to the same place, and we got another day to make it happen. But if some people don't. Some people wake up and it's the same mundrum thing they do every day. Just try to make it through the day to the next day. See, we don't think about that because we're on a fast road. We only think about ourselves. Think about what we got to do, what we got to be, who's waiting for us, what's down the road, what we going to get, how we going to get it. Not thinking about nobody else. Think about ourselves. Only when we have to. Only when we have to. Past, present, and future. We got to start thinking about other people. That's what we have to do. Now, tomorrow, we're taking my clients. We're going to a Christmas party. Ugly sweaters for them by hand. Made the own sweaters. I had someone come in. We worked together. We got our little needle and thread, and we put sweaters together. So they all look nice tomorrow. And they play, get some music, some food, some dance, and have a good time. That's what we do. You make it happen for other people. It don't always have to happen for you. Sometimes seeing other people have a good time can make you happy. We got to stop thinking about ourselves. Because at the end, that's all you're going to think about is yourself. Think about nobody else. Because you know that your time is up. And you're just thinking about what's going to happen to you. But see, you don't have to be like that. Because as we walk through this life, we could bring a lot of friends into it. And maybe at the end, it could be a good life because we thought about other people. And then other people are going to think about us because they remember that you thought about them. I talked to my cousin. She's in rehab. This is why we got on the phone tonight. So I said, what was your best Christmas and your best experience? And she said, when I was 10 years old, she was a twin. She said, my mom bought us a Thumbelina doll. And we had got more stuff than usual that year. And I know, I'm older, so a lot of people might not remember, a lot of girls. But Thumbelina was a doll, and I didn't even know she came in black. She said she had a black one. I had a white one. Thumbelina was a little tiny doll, no bigger than your hand, and she moved back and forth like a real baby. And she made a little noise. And it just fascinated you to see something little moving around, helpless. All girls were mommies when they was little. And they took care of their baby dolls. And then she talked about everybody wanted a baby alive. That was after my time. And she said her mother wouldn't buy them one because if anybody my age knew, baby alive ate food. But later on, people realized that the food that she ate stayed inside of her and corroded inside and smelled. So her mother wouldn't allow her to get that doll. But you see how we could think about the past? The good memories of something? And that's what we always got to do. We got to make it happen so that we have memories just like that. I remember when I was 5, my brother bought me an Easy Bake Oven. And it came with food, and you baked the cake. Not that we never know that it was baked by a light bulb. And I would make a cake, and you could watch it as it's rising and cooking. And then sometimes you'd be in the kitchen with your mom, and my mom would put meat on and give me a little bit of meat that she was cooking or something, and I would watch it cook under a light bulb. And I loved that Easy Bake Oven. And I took care of it. And as I was growing up, I always thought about cooking, watching it, seeing how it come out. And that's what you do when you're a kid. Certain things that you're so interested in as you're growing up, you can't wait to grow up and do better or have that same type of excitement about it. But sometimes we lose that. Because I remember thinking about being married, but I loved my doll babies. So when I had a real baby, I tried to be the best that I could be. Because I remember loving my dolls, and I remember how I took care of them and what you need to do to take care of them. And I incorporated when I had a real baby. Past. Present made me be a good mom. And hopefully now that I'm moving forward in the future, my child could be a good mom to her child because I was good to her. See, that's how it goes. It's a circle of life. What you do from the beginning to turn around and be good in the future because you did the right thing in the beginning. Now, I want to play one more song because I want to get us in the mood, and I want to come back, and I want to do my closing thoughts. Please hang around, and never forget, if you got anything you ever want to say, press 1. Your thoughts are always important to me. Go, bro. Play the song.
reindeer, presents, gifts.
Welcome back, everyone. So, did anybody think about pressing one, or should I just move forward? Well, any ones, going once, going twice, going three times. Okay. Well, I think somebody's pressing one. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Jackson Robinson. And how we doing tonight?
I pressed one a long time ago. I was been waiting for you to say anybody pressed one. You just going on and on and on tonight.
I didn't see it. You know I had my glasses on.
Oh my goodness. You was talking about the Easy Bake Oven story again. I was reminded of when I turned 13. Oh, hey everybody! I just thought about that. Hey everybody in land, Linkland, and caller land, and everybody listening. Happy holidays! I was just saying it reminded me of when I turned 13, and I remember everybody was getting the long leather trenches and the nameplate. And I had just said, I was like, I remember my uncle bought me a nameplate, and I was so happy because that was my first nameplate, and it was nice and it was big, and I got to be with the cool, I was one of the cool girls, so, you know, I had to have it because all the other cool girls had one, and I ain't had one, and he brought it, and I think I wore that nameplate every day until... Gary, God rest his soul. I just was telling a story to somebody. We took it. But I love this. I love that nameplate. I don't know if it was more because my uncle brought it for me or because it was something that I really wanted. But and then the other thing was the leather coat. When I wanted a leather coat, and my grandmother, she found somebody, remember, that came to the house and was selling coats? I don't even know where she found them from, and she wound up getting me a long leather trench, and I think I wore that trench to death. Between me and her, we wore the trench to death. And when I stopped wearing it, started wearing it to the meeting. But so I was just thinking about the Christmas past, and I mean, she didn't buy it for Christmas, but you know, it came in the wintertime around Christmas. You know, but she didn't do the Christmas thing, but she would buy you something to make you feel some kind of way when you go back to school. But so I just wanted to tell a little story about my uncle. I don't know if my uncle remember that. I hope he didn't slum that necklace, because, you know, he was slumming back then. I hope that it was a real necklace, because I did wear it and I did cherish it. I thought it was a real unk.
Yeah, you know it was real.
Just checking. I never did get a chance to ask that question. But, yeah, I wore that clean through high school. Like I said, I think until I had my daughter, which I had my daughter in 1997, and that was real gold, because gold back then lasts. It ain't like now. Like, you know, if you could tell, it's a difference in the gold. Even though the price went up, it's the quality of gold is different. But all right, I'm about to go back on mute. You're doing a good job, Ma. Keep it up. You got like
that was a long time ago, because that was that was when I came home from the Army with my Army money. That was one of the and I bought like a couple of people different things. That was one of the presents I bought. So that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, I don't remember what year, but it was a long time. It had to be like maybe 87, maybe.
Graduated in 90. So that would have been 89, 90.
Yeah, something like that. A long time ago. You got another caller though, Lisa.
All right. I'm gonna go back on mute. Go ahead, and good show.
Right.
Hello.
1733.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
How you doing? I was just chiming in, trying to, you know, say I'm listening to the show. You was doing your thing tonight. I'm proud of you.
Okay, this is my son. Thank you.
Come on. All right, yeah. But you did your thing today. I'm proud of you. You know what I mean? You touched on a lot of good topics about the past and the present and the future. And I just wanted to call and tell you that you I really enjoyed the show.
It was one of your good memories. Not of Christmas, but just anything growing up.
Nah, but times really have changed, you know what I mean? Like you were saying how time flies. Like, you know, when you were a kid, you don't really notice that, you know, life goes fast, you know. When you get older, you realize it, like, you know, like, damn, I'm 40 already or I'm 50 already. Like, you know, time flies. So I'll be telling my kids, like, you know, enjoy your childhood, because once you hit, like, 18, it's over. Like, time flies, you know what I mean? I was just thinking about when you said that, and also, you know how when you was younger, even though, you know, we didn't celebrate Christmas like that, but, you know, when you was younger, you seen, like, you know, snowmen and kids outside playing and, you know, doing stuff. Like, nowadays, you don't see that no more. Like, you know, you don't see kids outside playing in the street, playing, throwing snowballs, you know, having fun. Now it's like, time's changed. Everybody's in the house on social media and playing games on a computer. You know, just different type of music, and it's like, time's changed. Life's changed, period. Like, I'm just going about what you said was true. But, my memories was growing up, even though we didn't celebrate holidays, I still had fun. You know what I mean? Like, I had a lot of fun when I was a child. So it was like, you know, you gave us everything that you could. You took us on trips. You know what I mean? Like, I had a great childhood, you know what I mean? So I'm not taking that away from that, but you know, like I still had a good Christmas, even though we didn't celebrate. But you know, times have changed. It ain't too merry no more. I'm gonna say that.
Yeah. They took the merry out of Christmas. It's just really Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
Because it should be merry. You know what I mean? It should be happy, but it should be all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be all the time. But one memory I remember is that, like, you loved games. You know, you loved the Nintendos and stuff. And I don't know if a lot of parents did it, but I remember that I would go in your room and we would sit down and we would play. Back then, the Atari, we would play Pac-Man and Aliens, I think, you know. And we would play the game together, and we would take turns and get a score, you know what I mean? Or we would sit in front of the TV, and it was certain shows that came on certain nights, and we all would get in front of the TV. Or back then, you would rent movies, you know, you go to the, and get
get
VCR movies, and we would watch them on Friday night. It would be a night that we all hung out and just watched a movie. My son was into wrestling, and I would rent the wrestling shows from cable back in the day, and his friends would come by, and they would all night long making all that noise about who was winning back then. And I never forget, I bought tickets for him to go see him at William Patterson College. And I poured the big one ticket, so we sat on bleachers, and I had a bad back, and my back killed me, but I sat there and I endured it because just seeing them being happy made me happy. And that's what you do. Like I said, you make other people happy. It's about other people. But my son is right. You're supposed to put the all into it so that now I look in the future and my son and my daughter are good parents. You know what I mean? I ain't saying they're the best, but they're good. You know what I mean? Like yesterday, my grandson, his son turned 1 year old, and he's a stay-home dad because he has health problems, but I don't know, I call him strange love, but his son is hard to deal with, and I have to give my son kudos because some days I don't know if we're going to make it because just taking care of these kids is a lot, but, you know, I have to say that, you know, I'm very proud of him, you know, every day struggling just to keep his sanity, you know, take care of his son. And I was thinking about, as I was talking, like you said, through the show, how, you know, your son is walking now and got his little own life going on. And I'm saying that it's you, you know what I mean? If you wasn't there every day, he wouldn't be where he at, you know, doing the things that he do. You know what I mean? He helps the girl to be able to work, and then he takes care of their son. And then she has a son. And he participated. And I'm not saying he's the greatest, you know what I mean? Like, you know, cause my brother always say I'm kudoing my kids, but you do have to put it where it's at. And I know it's hard on them, you know what I mean? Because we know how it is to be a parent. But these COVID kids, I don't know where they come from, but it's a hard life. It's just very hard. They're not like kids that you had. Maybe his oldest kid is 21. It ain't nothing like him or the twins he got, the 16. These new kids in 2000, 2020 is way different. And I have to give it out to all parents that are struggling, trying to just make ends meet and deal with kids that don't want to sleep, kids that cry, kids don't know what they want. Got health problems, not just that, problems, you know, just dealing with stuff, you know, it's a lot, you know what I mean? Like we said, even if they wanted to go outside, can't really go outside because it ain't like it used to be because people out there acting crazy, want to do stuff to your kids. So the kids ain't free like they think they are, that they could go outside and be by themselves like we did when we was growing up.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So to all the parents, to all the young parents that, you know, is trying, I give it to you. Because it's, you know, it's hard making a living and trying to bring up kids. And let me tell you, nothing is cheap out there. And you out there, you hustling and bustling, hey, maybe your arms might be as long as mine. I got short ones, but pat yourself on the back every once in a while because nobody else is going to do it. But you let yourself know that if it's not no you, it's nobody. You who take care of your family. And, you know, people always say, oh, this person ain't doing that, that person ain't doing that. Stop blaming people. For whatever a person do, that's what they do. You can't make a person do what they don't want to do. But what they do, give it to them. Give it to them. I say it all the time. Just love a person for what they are. I mean, people can't help what they are. And move forward. And you know, life is free. Something you don't like, move on. There's nobody holding nobody hostage. We're not slaves no more. We're free. We're free to go wherever we want to go. Don't let nobody hold you back in life. Because like I just said earlier, you can't go back in the past and you can't get it back. It was gone, it's gone. But, son, I want to thank you for coming on because I know it's hard with the baby being in the background. Thank God he's sweet, right?
Nah, I ain't
asleep.
Oh,
well, thank God. Thank God he ain't trying to talk on the phone.
I just want to say one thing before I go. Love someone while they're here. Don't wait till they're gone. Then, oh, I love them. I miss them. I just said that. When they're here, love them while they're here. Give them their flowers while they're here. That's how I look at it. You know what I mean? Like, love me while I'm here. Don't love me when I'm gone. Because I see a lot of that in this world. I mean, just love me while I'm here. Give me my flowers now. Don't give me my flowers when I'm dead and gone. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, thank you. And my son will be turning a big 40 in a couple of more weeks. He'll be 40 years old. He's getting up there. He's entering into the time zone. So I want to give it up to all the people that's turning 40. This is a big year for my family. He's turning 40. His son is turning 21. I'm turning 65. We're getting there. We're getting there, but you know what? We can look back and take something from the past and what we're living on right now. And as we move in 2024, and God bless us to move forward into that, hopefully that we appreciate the years that we turn in and we'll do something good. So I'm going to take it out. Everybody have a wonderful week. Be safe. Stay warm. And just, if you get an opportunity to do something nice for somebody, and it don't have to be money. It don't have to be money. But if you see somebody and they down or they look like they're going through something, a word of encouragement can take you a long way. Or maybe just a touch on the back and say, brother or sister, it's going to be all right. And mean it. Don't just say it. That's another thing that my son said. Don't just say words. Mean it. Brother, I hope that things get right with you. That's what we have to start doing. We got to start being sincere in our words. Because words can hurt, but also words can encourage. So I'm going to close out. And like I said, enjoy your week. I look forward to seeing you next Saturday at 8 o'clock. And hopefully I got some more good stuff to tell you. Past, present, and future. Let's keep going. Love you all. And take us out, bro.
Everybody's happy. No, it's falling down. Present being answered. Miracles all around.
that it shows. And every year another December comes and goes. Always watching, never reaching, but this Christmas I'm gonna risk it all. This Christmas I'm not afraid to fall. No, I'm at the door with nothing more. The words I'll never say. You know I'm the fight to see me like you never see me yet. Rest in rest. Green can't find you. Silver bells remind me that mistletoe's for two.